The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Mauer looking. Find Stempien. He's doubled up deep in the backcourt. Throws the ball to Beck Hughes, and he wants to run. Slings it to Streaky Mauer. Nice pass to Taggart, and he scores underneath. Cardinals lead by 7 once again. A poke away and a steal by Kenzie Galloway. She has numbers. Better not miss the layup. She does not.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Cooley's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hale and Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Now Taggart to Stempien on the left wing, back up top. Logan Taggart launches a triple and banks it in.
And warm greetings from Battle Creek Central High School inside the sparkling new gem, Coldwater Cardinal boys and girls basketball on the air tonight as the Cardinals visit the Battle Creek Central Bearcats in a Smack East battle. I'm Sean Watson. To my left, court side and Mike's side is Quinn Berry.
Good evening, Sean. What? Got a nice look at this ball game sitting right next to the coaches. We'll have to watch what we say, and they'll have to watch what they say tonight.
Didn't Brian Kelly, the boys' coach, say that he was going to move his seat to the opposite side?
Yeah, just
as a precaution.
Just as a precaution, yes, he did.
So our girls' game is set to tip off in about another 7 or 8 minutes' time. Let's first recap what the Cardinals did Tuesday at home against the Marshall Redhawks. A very solid performance, all things considered, although they lost by a score of 45-42 to drop to 1-5 in the East Division, 3-6 overall. Kenzie Galloway, she wound up leading all scorers with 23 points. Next on the list for the Cardinals, Carly Smoker with 6, Megan Scorpar with 4. Jordan Shirey had 3 points, but she had 15 rebounds on the night.
What a night for her, but not only her, but the whole Cardinal team. I did get a chance to talk to Coach Smoker after practice last night. Was very pleased with the effort on Tuesday. As he said, boy, he said, we just played an outstanding game against an outstanding team. And he said, we were so close to pulling off that upset. And that he was very proud of the way his young Cardinals played.
Ken Smoker, their head coach, texted me shortly after the game was completed. The big thing that killed the Cardinals on Tuesday night, turnovers, they had 30 and the Redhawks had 12.
Well, there's no doubt. That's been a kind of a bugaboo of theirs all year. And when you play Marshall, you're probably going to get a few extras, too, because of the just the type of up-in-your-face defense they play. So, again, you know, when you stop to think, they only got beat by 3, and, you know, with 30 turnovers, that's a heck of a game for the Cardinals.
Looking at the season stats, Kenzie Galloway, of course, she's been your leading scorer all season long. She's now averaging 15.2 points per game and 5 rebounds a night. She is the second leading rebounder. Next down the list, Carly Smoker's worked close to 5 points a game on average. She's up to 4.8. Megan Scorpar, 4.4 points, 4.7 rebounds. She is actually the third leading rebounder. Jordan Shirey, 4.2 points a game, but she is by and far the leading rebounder, pulling down 9 boards a night.
Been real solid in the middle about on both the offensive and defensive boards all year. We'd like to see a little bit more scoring out of her, but that has gotten better as the year's gone on.
Meanwhile, over on the other side of the scorer's table, the Battle Creek Central girls have a new head coach who is not a stranger to the hoop scene here in Battle Creek. Dick Dumanian, about this time last year, was coaching the St. Philip Lady Tigers basketball team. His team here at Battle Creek Central, currently with a 2-7 overall record, 2-4 in the East Division. Those two wins coming at Loy North and a surprising win against Lakeview before Christmas break. Their other games, lost to Kalamazoo Central 77-30, lost to Gold Lake 68-26, lost at Jackson High 68-43. The 8-point win against Loy Norick, 53-45. Loss at Marshall, 61-32. They beat Lakeview by 15, 53-38 on December 20th before break. Lost at Harper Creek, 47-43. Lost against Hastings on Monday, 53-34. And then they lost at Sturgis on Tuesday, 51-35. Kalia Ryan had 23 points, 9 steals. Kaylee Ryan, 9 points. Shaquana Esters, 13 rebounds. Taking a look at the stats that Coach Dumanian gave off the top of his head. The sisters, Kalia and Kaylee Ryan, are your two leading scorers. Kalia, the junior, averaging 11 points a game. Kaylee, 10 points a game. She's a senior. And junior Madison Jackson, 8 points, 8 rebounds a game. She's a leading rebounder.
Well, you know, Flames have been up and down all year long. I guess the biggest surprise for me is that big loss at Sturgis. Sturgis has been kind of a struggling team all year. We'll just have to wait and see, you know. I mean, Marshall handed them pretty easily, and we played pretty well in Marshall. So if our girls come to play like they did Tuesday night, Cardinals could get away from here with another victory tonight.
You take a look at the season standings. Marshall still undefeated at 6-0, 9-0 overall. Gull Lake, second in the league at 4-1. Lakeview, 4-2. Harper Creek, 3-3. Battle Creek Central and Sturgis, 2-4. Loy Norick, 1-4. Coldwater, 1-5, although Coldwater has a better overall record than BCC, Sturgis, and Loy Norick at 3-6.
Yeah, just... You know, a lot of mediocre teams and a lot of really good teams up there in the Smack East.
Our nightcap will feature the Coldwater boys going for a huge upset against the league-leading Battle Creek Central boys. We'll talk more about that contest during halftime of our girls' game. We'll go ahead and take this break, bringing the starting lineups and the opening tip of the girls' contest, Coldwater at Battle Creek Central. Coming up in 2 minutes, you're listening to Coldwater Cardinal girls' basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobelia.com. How about a 2011 Jeep Liberty 4x4 V6 for just $226 a month? Looking for a lower-cost ride with lots of room? Mobilia has a 2010 Dodge Journey 7-passenger SUV, just $172 per month. A nice 2008 Chrysler Town & Country van with DVD and leather seats, just $215 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Goldwater.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's girls' varsity contest between the Battle Creek Central Bearcats and the Coldwater Cardinals. For the host Bearcats, 2-4 in the Smack East, 2-7 overall under head coach Dick Dumanian, 3 guards in the backcourt. Junior Kalia Ryan, senior Kaylee Ryan, and freshman Tamara Gills. Up front, we have senior Shaquana Esters and junior Madison Jackson. for the Coldwater Cardinals, 1-5 in the SMAC East, 3-6 overall under head coach Ken Smoker. His regulars, Megan Scorfar and Kendall Galloway in the backcourt. Scorfar, a 5'5 senior, and Galloway, a 5'4 sophomore. Kenzie Galloway and Carly Smoker up front. Kenzie, a 6-foot senior. Smoker, a 5'10 junior. In the middle, Jordan Shirey, a 6-foot senior. Once we get underway, Battle Creek Central will move from left to right in their home whites with the navy blue numerals and gold trim. Coldwater from right to left in their road reds with the white numerals and trim.
The Cardinals match up real well as this team height-wise anyway. Actually, we're a little bit bigger.
I was going to say, we don't see that many heights listed. I'd wager Shaquana Esther is the tallest player out there for Battle Creek Central. Maybe about 5'10", 5'11", you think?
Yeah, at the most, yeah, 5'10".
Scoring updates will be posted all evening long to Facebook and Twitter. Just look for the links at WTVBAM.com. Also, at WTVBAM.com, tell your friends about our live audio stream. Shaquana Essers will jump at center circle for Battle Creek Central, and it'll be Kenzie Galloway for Coldwater. Kind of a small crowd here so far, the home of the Bearcats. I think there'll be a bigger crowd for tonight's nightcap, the undefeated Bearcats looking to go 10-0 on the season. Shot blocked underneath. The ball taken away by Kenzie Galloway as the Bearcats wound up winning the tip. Couldn't convert. Here come the Cardinals from right to left. Kenzie Galloway, a take to the bucket. Reverse tube shot was a little bit short. Esters with a rebound.
Good hard drive to the board there by Kenzie. Just came up a little short.
Kaylee Ryan, the give underneath. The shot is short. Shirey had the rebound. It was taken away by Gills. Loose ball picked up by Smoker. Here comes Kendall Galloway, sideline left. 7:22 left to play in the first quarter. No score. Long two. Kenzie Galloway. Line drive off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Kalia Ryan. She has numbers, and she'll get the layup over Kendall Galloway. Bearcats draw first blood. 2-0.
Cardinals with a couple good looks to start this game. Just haven't converted.
Here's a pass from Smoker to score far inside Shirey. Get it back out to Kenzie. Now to Kendall. Trying to feed Smoker on the right shoulder. Now back to Megan Scorfar. Dribble drive, the weak side to the right. Her shot in and out. The ball tipped, and it's going to go back to Battle Creek Central.
Cardinals in their man-to-man defense, which they play very well.
Almost exclusively. There's a strong streak to the bucket and a score for Kalia Ryan. Ken Smoker has seen enough. 6:30 left to play in the first quarter. 4-0. Battle Creek Central on top. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4255.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Bearcats speed surprising the Cardinals a little bit. Kalia Ryan jumping out to a 4-0 lead for her Bearcats. They show a press as the Cardinals inbound the ball on the backcourt. They peel back. Kalia Ryan guarding Megan Scorfar on the right elbow. Now Kenzie inside. Jordan Shirey got, I don't know if it was a block or a pass going to Smoker. It was off of her hands. Here come the Bearcats. Kendall steals it in the front court. Here comes Jordan Shirey off the pass from Kenzie Galloway. Overshot the bucket. Loose ball is going to roll into the arms of Tamara Gills. Helter-skelter action going on right now. Here's a three-pointer by Kaylee Ryan from the right wing. It's wide left. Rebound. Putback doesn't go in for Esters, but she's fouled. She'll go up for a pair with 5:52 left to play in the first quarter.
We're going to see a lot of that helter-skelter type play both games tonight, Sean. Both Bearcat ladies and men like to run the ball up and down the floor. do a lot of pressing.
First of two from Esters is good. Who did they give a foul to?
I thought they gave that to Jordan Shirey.
Which would make it her first team first of the game. Esther's second one is good, so now it's 6-0 Bearcats, and they're pressing. They peel back, score far. Kendall Galloway had numbers, kick it out to Kenzie. Her three ball from the right corner is short. Esther's with a rebound. Kaylee Ryan throws to younger sister Kalia. Her shot is short. Ball comes to Smoker for the rebound. Back and forth we go. Bearcats of Battle Creek Central leading Coldwater 6-0. First quarter of the girls' game, 5:31 left in the frame. Ball tipped away by the Bearcats.
Kalia Ryan is about as quick a guard as we've seen all year long, and she's only a freshman.
No, she's a junior.
She's a junior. Excuse me.
Tamara Gills is the freshman that's out there on the floor right now. Smoker on the right elbow. Pesky defense being shown by Madison Jackson. Loose ball picked up by Scorfar on the right wing. Kalia Ryan following her around the perimeter. Bounce pass to Kenzie Galloway, 17 feet away from the bucket. Trying to lock it to Smoker. She juggled the ball. She lost it. Picked up by Esters. Here comes Kaylee Ryan, the fast break. Looking for Madison Jackson. Too out of a pass for her. The ball rolls out of bounds. And Haley Ranky, Shelby Bowers, and
Peruki.
And Peruki. Have to tell her that we're not the table that you have to check in at. The other tables. Meanwhile, for Battle Creek Central, Sierra Smith coming in to their lineup. Ranky is a 5'10 junior, and Peruki a 5'6 senior. Bowers a 5'11 junior. Peruki pushing the ball up the floor. Nice pass underneath the Shelby Bowers. It did get in after a couple of bounces, plus one.
Nice pass there from Peruki to Bowers. She finished with the left hand. Good job, girls.
Sierra Smith with her first foul, team first. Do want to give you a correction on the foul situation. It was Carly Smoker that was assessed the foul earlier, as Bowers misses on the three-point play, immediately tied up by Tamara Gills as they were both battling for the ball. Jump ball, and the Cardinals get a fresh shot. 4:54 left to play. First quarter at 6-2, Bearcats. Peruki is looking, and will loft it. Intended for Haley Ranky. Shaquana Esters gets in the way. Ranky tracks it down to Bowers. Here's Kendall Galloway. The three ball is short. Rebound put back by Peruki. Overshot it from the low left block. Loose ball. Scorefar comes up with it. Now Kendall will reset. Oh, the two guards, Kendall Galloway and Megan Scorp, are the only starters remaining out there on the floor for the Cardinals right now. The shot from the right block is short. Here come the Bearcats. 4:27 left to play in the first quarter. Here's a dribble drive. Kaylee Ryan coming off a screen. Ball knocked away underneath by Coldwater.
Well, the up-tempo of Battle Creek Central continues. They make a lot of mistakes, but they also get some easy buckets here and there. So Cardinals got to adjust.
Well, you take a look at this lineup, there's only four seniors, the rest predominantly junior-oriented, a couple of sophomores and a freshman. Cardinals with the ball after the missed shot, trying to convert the fast break. Scorefar left it short because she was hacked. Yeah, we could hear Ken Smoker saying, it's not a hot potato. Even though we may call it a hot potato, it really isn't.
We'll probably get to hear a lot of coaches tonight, Sean.
First up right two here. From Megan Scorefar is good. I didn't catch who was assessed the foul for Battle
34.
Creek.
Smith.
I think she just picked up her second and she came out of the lineup. Second of two for Scorefar is down up and it's good. 6-4. Battle Creek Central leads by just two, and here they come. There's a dribble drive by Kalia Ryan. Continuation move on the scoop shot. She gets it to go in. Kalia Ryan with six of Battle Creek Central's 8 points. They are doubling up the Cardinals, 8-4 in transition. Haley Ranky finishes underneath. Third was at Peruki.
Peruki for two. Good job running the court there by Peruki.
Hard to tell because they are both wearing black headbands. Here's a dribble drive down the middle of the lane. No good for Kaylee Ryan. Rebound put back. No good for Diamond Carson. Bearcats still with the ball. Madison Jackson running out of the curl. Kaylee Ryan moving to the right elbow. Her shot rolls off the back of the hoop. Peruki with a rebound. Whoa! Gets off, and she moves her pivot foot quite a ways. So very obvious travel.
Trying to get the ball down court there to Megan Scorefire, and Megan had her head turned a little bit.
Ananda Crowder, one of the sophomores, coming in for Battle Creek Central. So we see that Dick Dumanian likes to bring a lot of players into his lineup. Cardinals got the steal, but they were immediately pressed. Rebound putback goes in for Madison Jackson. It's now 10-6, Battle Creek Central. 3:15 left to play in the first quarter. Cardinals break the press. Kendall Galloway to Haley Ranky. Ball poked away by Carson.
Kendall, look at me. You need to run over and get the ball from her.
And it will be Diamond Carson. Assess the foul. Her first team third, Sarah Badgett comes in. She is one of these seniors, actually one of the tri-captains for the Bearcats. The inbound comes to Shelby Bowers. Left sideline throws it out to Kendall Galloway. Touch pass to Megan Scorefire. She'll reset things, roaming around the perimeter. Flings the ball through Kendall Galloway's hands and out of bounds back to Battle Creek Central.
Good backdoor cut there by Kendall, but you've got to have those hands ready. Megan made a great pass to her.
10-6, Battle Creek Central on top. The girls game, 2:50 left in the first quarter. Cardinals showing a little bit of a zone look. Badgett fires a three-pointer from the left corner. Bearcats lead by a touchdown, 13-6. Bad pass stolen by Badgett. Here come the Bearcats in transition. Kaylee Ryan stops at the elbow. Get it out to Kalia. Now the loose ball. Kaylee lost it. It's picked up by Diamond Carson.
Three
and 3 seconds in the lane. Actually, she was in there four. Think about it. Bearcat ball, 2:23 left. Well, it's actually Coldwater ball now with 2:20 and counting left in the quarter. They're in transition. The Cardinals are having trouble trying to run the fast break here. Shot from the free throw line off the back of the rim. No good for Megan Scorefire. Loose ball hauled by Diamond Carson in the backcourt.
They're just playing just a little quicker than they need to right now.
Here's a shot and a score from the left baseline. Kalia Ryan with her 8th point of the night. 15-6, other end of the floor. Megan Scorefire finishes on the fast break.
They got to find the answer for Ryan, though.
That's Kalia Ryan. Kaylee Ryan hasn't been much of a factor yet.
Oh, what a nice pass there.
Well, if Kalia can't score, she can get a nice assist. Diamond Carson converts underneath. It's now 17-8. The Bearcats have opened up a 9-point lead. Kendall Galloway stopping and popping and scoring from the right elbow.
Good looking little jumper there from Kendall.
After that exchange of buckets, it's 17 for Battle Creek Central, 10 for Coldwater, a minute 12 left to play in the first quarter, and we're going to get a jump. I think a jump ball is...
He's back to Battle Creek.
Well, Madison Jackson and Kelly Peruki were tying each other up. Rochelle Banks and Shaquana Esther's back in for the Bearcats. The inbound comes to Kalia Ryan. Pass blocked and taken away by Peruki. Peruki has numbers. Better not miss this layup. Well, the bounce pass goes to Kendall Galloway. Couldn't bobble it. Good job by the Bearcats getting back on defense. The ball comes off to Haley Ranky, though, who scores from the left elbow. 17-12, 5-point Bearcat lead. 48 seconds and counting left to play in the quarter. Here is Kalia Ryan with Scorefire picking her up. 35 feet away from the bucket, sideline left. Spin move, she lost her footing, and the ball goes out of bounds. I think it was last touch by Bowers. Sierra Smith back into the Battle Creek Central lineup with her two fouls. 34 seconds exactly left in the first quarter. Bearcat ball and a 5-point lead. Inbound comes to the left corner. Sierra Smith's shot is short and another tie-up. Haley Ranky getting involved. The Cardinals will get it on the alternate possession arrow. In the backcourt, the Bearcats will set up in their half-court press. The inbound thrown to Haley Ranke. She traveled. Saw that one coming a mile away, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did. Boy, she had a wide open Shelby Bowers down the right side for a layup.
The thing with Haley, though, she took off before she even had the ball.
Well, just
or could even put it on the ground, for that matter.
Not used to handling the ball lots. She'll get better.
18 seconds left to play in the quarter. The Bearcats are attempting to play for the final shot of the frame. Sierra Smith losing a handle on the ball. Finally picks it up. Dribble drive. Gershell brings from the right baseline. Short rebounded by Bowers. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. So Kendall Galloway. Kendall Galloway was trying to get a pass down court, but Shelby Bowers did a header on that ball, getting ready for soccer season prematurely. After one quarter, it is Paddle Creek Central 17, Coldwater 12. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Battle Creek Central ball to start the second quarter. They lead Coldwater 17-12. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike Side with Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studio.
Yeah, Kennedy Galloway back in the lineup. Carly Smoker and Andrea Soles making her first appearance tonight.
Soles, a 5'5 senior. Kenzie almost got the deflection away from Kaylee Ryan, but the Bearcats get the ball back. Here's a shot for three from the right wing. Doesn't go in for Kaylee Ryan. Ball comes out to Kalia. Now Madison Jackson. Pass inside to Shaquana Esther's, blocked by Jordan Shirey. Did you say that she checked in too?
Yes, she did. And she picked up that foul. We'll reach in. Her first foul.
Her first foul is the team's second. Esther's the free throw line. First of two rolls off the hoop, so she had a little bit too much backspin on that one. Remain 17-12, Bearcats just 30 seconds into the second quarter. The second one is down, is up, rolls off the hoop, no good. Shirey with the rebound. Back to 4/5 of the starting lineup. Long home run throw to Kenzie Galloway, and she scores. And Dick Dumaney and the Battle Creek Central head coach has seen enough. 7:18 left to play in the first half. 17-14 Bearcats at the 30. So we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Kaylee Ryan unbounds to Kalia Ryan. Coming out of the Bearcat timeout, they lead by just three, 17-14. Cardinals get a steal ball poked away, from Swarfall ball down on the ground. Kenzie out to Megan. Her shot from 15, no good. Rebound by Kenzie. Ball comes out to Smoker around to the right corner. It's short for Souls. Rebounded by Jackson. Here come the Bearcats. Throws to Kalia Ryan. Long two from the left. Baseline is short. Trying to get position with Souls, but here, rather, Amber Gills beat her to it. Bearcats lead 17-14, 6:36 left in the half. Low dribble off of the top of the foot of Kaylee Ryan. The Cardinals will get it in the backcourt. Battle Creek Central sets up in their half-court press.
Battle Creek Central is going to change up the press a little bit and leave a girl deep.
Here's a dribble drive by Kenzie Galloway. She found a big opening down the middle and scored. The Cardinals trail by just one. 17-16, Battle Creek Central. Here come the Bearcats. Gill swinging the ball around to the top of the key. Kalia Ryan splits the double team shot. Black rebound, put back though. Good for Esters underneath. Bearcats lead by three once again, 19-16. Bearcats peel back on the press. Here is Megan Scorfar with the ball. Moving to their own. Pickpocketed by Kalia Ryan. She will have numbers. She will get the layup. Her 10th point of the game, and the Bearcats lead by five once again, 21-16.
Just quick hands of Kalia there.
The dribble drive by Megan Scorfar. Whistle and a foul underneath. Kaylee Ryan is going to be assessed the foul. Her feet were moving. She took the charge from Megan. That means that Kaylee Ryan will get her first foul, team fourth. Ball out of bounds for Coldwater. Kenzie Galloway to trigger underneath with 5:35 left in the half. The ball lofted to Shirey in front of Esters. Now get it to Kenzie Galloway. Three balls good from the right corner. Kenzie is getting heated up.
7 points here in the second quarter for Kenzie.
2-point lead for the Bearcats. Haley Ryan lost the dribble. Taken away by Kenzie Galloway. Kenzie Galloway, 2-on-2 break. Moves from her right to her left, and she scores.
That's a nice crossover move there for Kenzie.
Tie game, 21-all, 5:05 left to play in the half. Kalia Ryan answers, and she sinks it in from six. 12 points for Kalia Ryan, 12-23 for the Bearcats. They have a 2-point lead. The Bearcats pressing. Kenzie Galloway has a steal. She tried to pass it down court, but it hits the back of the backboard. Michaela Gillette coming in for the first time. Coldwater, she's a 5'4 junior.
Cardinals got six girls on the floor. Well, Megan Scorfar got off just in time.
Whew. Here's a shot for three from the right wing. Rolls in and out for Madison Jackson. Rebound by Esters, trying to post up over Shirey. Wide left. Esters got the ball back. Whistle and a foul. Could either be on Kendall Galloway from behind or Jordan Shirey up front. And it's going to be on Shirey, her second, team third. They'll get Shelby Bowers up off the Coldwater bench. We'll check in after the first of two here from Esters. Clock stop, 4:40 left to play in the half. Bearcats lead by two, 23-21, now 24-21. Esters makes the first.
Bearcats, if they don't get that fast break, they just throw it up on the backboard and rebound.
Second one is down, is up, it's off the back of the rim, loose ball. Kendall Galloway had it, it's picked up by Kalia Ryan. Nope, that was actually Madison Jackson. Almost forced out of bounds, finds Kalia Ryan from the right wing. Her shot for three short, rebounded underneath by Drichelle Banks. The runner by Esther is no good, rebound put back, no good. Bowers had a hand on it, picked up by the much quicker Kalia Ryan, and all Kenzie Galloway could do was reach in and get the foul. Her first team, fourth of a half. First trip to the free throw line for Kalia Ryan for the Bearcats. Clock stops with 4:20 due to the left of the half. First one was halfway down before it came back up. It remains, for the time being, 24-21 Battle Creek Central. Second one from the left-hander off the back of the hoop and got a nice bounce. Kalia splits the pair. The Bearcats lead by four. Kendall Galloway pushing the ball up the floor. Kalia guarding her. Tosses the Bowers on the right elbow inside to Michaela Gillette. Nice one-handed turnaround shot for her.
As nice a shot as that was, it was a great pass from Shelby Bowers.
25-23 Bearcats. Kalia Ryan takes blocked from behind by Shelby Bowers. Are they going to get her with a foul? Yes, they are. And Kalia Ryan is going to go back to the free throw line. Bowers with her first foul, team fifth. Just past the halfway point here in the first half from here at Battle Creek Central High School. First, the two from the left-hander. Swish. Team points for Kalia Ryan, and the Bearcats lead by three once again, 26-23, 27-23.
Nice player. A lot of quickness, pretty good defender.
Bearcats peel back from the press as Kendall Galloway gets the ball across the floor. Michaela Gillette juggles the hot pass, and running into it for Leah Ryan picks up her first foul. Team fouls even at five apiece, 3:50 left to play in the half. It's 27-23, Battle Creek Central. Bowers receives the inbound. Needs help. Kendall Galloway up top, moves to her left, now to Gillette. Dribble driving, got the ball poked away by Kalia Ryan. She gets a steal. She's turning on the afterburners. Nice pass underneath. Unfortunately, Jackson missed. Rebound putback does go in. I see.
44.
That was Rochelle Banks with a putback. Bearcats lead by six once again, 29-23. Alley-oop over Carly Smoker's hands. That's not how you practice it in the driveway, I don't think.
No, I don't believe so.
Score caller back in. Gillette to the bench. Five on the floor right now for Coldwater. Kendall and Kenzie Galloway, Smoker, Bowers, and Scorefar. Bowers replacing Jordan Shirey, who picked up her second foul earlier. Shot from the left baseline short. Scorefar with a rebound. Long home run pass. Kenzie Galloway, it was too hot for her. She couldn't haul it in. It's going to go back to the Bearcats. Kaylee Ryan will check back into the Battle Creek Central lineup. Come in for younger sister Kalia.
Two things there. Megan's got to get a little bit better passing angle, and Galloway's got to get her head turned the other way. So she's looking at the basket on that fast break.
Madison Jackson streaking on the wing, short. Rebound taken away by Gills. Shot or pass blocked by Kenzie Galloway. Bowers comes up with a loose pump, and here come the Cardinals. Score far past the timeline. Moving to the elbow off of Bowers' screen, a double dribble.
Another unforced turnover there for the Cardinals.
Peruki and Kendall getting a breather. 29-23, Bearcats lead by six. And Sierra Smith checking back in for Battle Creek Central. Madison Jackson to the bench.
Coach Smoker, in this fast-paced game, getting a lot of girls in and out of this lineup. Also, trying to find somebody that can take care of the ball.
I was going to say, Dick Dumanian, the head coach of the Bearcats, doing the same thing. Bad pass taken away by the Cardinals. Here's Peruki, cut off on the wing left side. Get it to Scorefar. Dribble driving to the baseline on the right. Cut off by the defender and another double dribble. She doesn't remember that being a double dribble against Marshall, I don't think.
Well, I think what happened there is the girl swatted a little bit. Megan didn't think that should be a double dribble. Probably shouldn't have been. But
here's Kaylee Ryan feeding. Whoops, she sent Carly Smoker looking for Esther's inside, but Smoker comes up with a steal. Here comes Megan Scorefar, dribble drive, kick it out. Wide open, Kenzie Galloway. Her shot is an air ball, rebounded by Smith. Here comes Kaylee Ryan, Esther Smith also on the floor for the Bearcats, along with Gills. And Banks. I'll check that. Badgen coming in for Battle Creek Central off the knockaway by Coldwater. The inbound Banks in front of the Coldwater bench to Kaylee Ryan. A minute 47 left to play in the half, 29-23. Here's the shot for three by Badgett. In and out, Bowers with a rebound.
Good box out there by Shelby.
Scorefar throwing the ball to Peruki. Nice bounce pass to Smoker. Kick it back out, looking for Bowers. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Carly. Off of Badgett, sideline right. Tina Crabtree, you can hear shouting instructions down to the other end of the court.
Well, the Cardinals are just kind of playing into the Bearcats' hands right now, just playing a little fast.
Kenzie inbounds to Peruki, gives it back to Kenzie. The shot is good.
Nice little runner there for Kenzie.
That is 11 second quarter points for Kenzie Galloway. The Bearcats lead the Cardinals by 4, 29-25, minute 14 left in the half. Kaylee Ryan, dribble driving down the middle of the lane, kicks the ball out. Here's Smith, long two. Is good. Bearcats lead by 6 once again, 31-25. Home run pass, Kenzie over the hands of Bowers and out of bounds.
Good look, just a little high with that pass. Again, just playing a little too quick.
I think it's a concept that Ken Smoker talked about during one of our post-game talks. Even though the pace of the game is going very fast, try to slow it down mentally.
Yeah, mentally you got to slow the game down a little bit. Right now, the Lady Cardinals, they're just playing right into the Bearcats' hands.
Unforced turnover, traveling violation by Battle Creek Central. Megan Scorefire triggering in front of the Coldwater bench to a streaking Kelly Peruki. Bounce pass to no one in particular. She picks up the ball. Scorefire got away with a travel before the pass to Kenzie Galloway. Her shot from the left corner is short, rebounded by Banks. 33 seconds and counting left to play in the half, 31-25, Bearcats. Shot by Badgen on the low right block. Over the hoop, but a whistle and a foul. Carly Smoker picking up the infraction, her second, team six. Shooting foul, Badgen to the line, two. Clock stop, 29.1 seconds left in the half. First one, good. 7-point lead once again for Battle Creek Central. Haley Ranke will check in. This is the first time that we'll see Morgan Howard check in about a month after wrecking her knee against Lakeview. She's been trying to get back into the swing of things slowly but surely. Morgan Howard, 5'9", junior, for her rebounding prowess. Second of two from Badgen is short, rebounded by Rinke. Here come the Cardinals. Megan Scorefire taking it coast to coast and giving a layup.
Megan completely under control right there. Nice shot.
5-point lead, 32-27 Bearcats. 10 seconds left to play. Uh-oh, Badgen open up top for three. Bounces off the rim. Whistle on a foul underneath. Going to go against Coldwater. Kenzie Galloway with her second foul. It's the team seventh. Madison Jackson should be going up to the line for 1-1. Dick Numanian, the Battle Creek Central head coach, thought that this should have been a three-shot trip with a foul, but still getting this clarified. It is going to, in fact, be just a 1-1. Madison Jackson will shoot at least one free throw with 7.3 seconds left in the half. Down, up, that flat-footed shot is short. Ball ricocheted off the several players. Epters trying to put back, no good. Badgen kicked the ball out to Sierra Smith. Shot from Kaylee Ryan from the right corner. Hits the side of the backboard at the buzzer after one half of play. It is Coldwater 32 and Battle Creek Central 27. The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after the 3-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
Julie's, find Julie's.
For over 45 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, located in downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halet Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halet's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halet. Halet has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halet has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing.
Service.
As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Halet has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Halet. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaletAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At
Welcome back to Battle Creek Central High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike Side. It is halftime with Battle Creek Central surprising Coldwater a little bit. 32-27, your halftime score. And the halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater, call them at 278-6960. First up, for the Cardinals, Megan Scorfar with 6, Kaylee Ranke with 2, Kendall Galloway with 2, Kelly Peruki with 2, Shelby Bowers with 2, Michaela Gillette with 2, Kenzie Galloway leading the way for the red and white with 11. Those are their 27 points that are currently up on the board for the Cardinals. Meanwhile, for Battle Creek Central, Kalia Ryan leading all scorers with 15. Sarah Badgett with 4, Madison Jackson 2, Sierra Smith 2, Grishel Banks 2, Shaquana Esters 5, and Diamond Carson with 2, 32 once you add all that up for Battle Creek Central. By the quarters, Battle Creek Central opening up a 17-12 first quarter lead. The second quarter was played to a 15-15 tie.
Well, the Cardinals, you know, we mentioned it a couple of times there in that second quarter, but the tempo of this ball game is just so quick, and the Cardinals don't adjust to that very well. They need to slow that ball down, not only physically on the court, but also in their head. They're playing too fast, and it's shown because of the definitely some of the unforced turnovers we've made and some of the layups we've missed. We've had some pretty good shots that we've just flat out missed. And just because they're just trying to be a little bit quick and keep up with that Battle Creek Lady Bearcats, pace. But the big thing probably, and I can't imagine if you and I were in a little mouse in that locker room right now, is Coach Smoker's got to be just pounding on them about the offensive rebounding. It's just been horrible. Just time after time after time, Battle Creek Central's getting 2, 3, and 4 shots at the basket. And you can't let a team like that do that. They're good enough athletes. You can't let them get 4 shots every time down the court.
Let's go ahead and switch gears just a little bit and we'll preview the nightcap of our varsity girls and boys doubleheader a little bit. The Battle Creek Central boys leading the league with a perfect 5-0 mark, 8-1 overall, and on Tuesday night, they beat Sturgis 57-42 despite 24 points and 13 rebounds from Sturgis's Chance Stewart. The team effort by Battle Creek Central, Curtis Trigg had 19 points and 8 rebounds, Wendell White 11, and Joe Bowser with 10. Really, in that game, Battle Creek Central was in pretty much in control the entire night, Sturgis having to play catch-up and relying on Chance Stewart, who he did wind up getting his 1,000th career point early in that game, by the way.
Yeah, congratulations to Chance. That's quite a feat at the high school level to come up with those. But a fine player, not only football player, as many people will know him the first next few years at Western, but also a very solid basketball and baseball player.
You take a look at that Battle Creek Central boys roster, we've seen guys that have played for the Bearcats 2, 3, and sometimes even 4 years. So a very senior-heavy squad, and it shows for their head coach, Greg Williams.
Yeah, I believe two of the kids played varsity as freshmen, and then he had four or five of these kids that was sophomores. And so they've been up there with Coach Williams and for at least 3 years and some four, and it's shown in their play. You know, they were good, solid team a year ago, and probably even a little bit better team this year.
Well, the Battle Creek Central Bearcat boys on top of the league, 5-0 and 8-1 overall, as I mentioned. Coldwater in the bottom of the league standings at 0-5. They are 1-6 overall. Played one of their better games on Tuesday night, although they came up 6 points short to the Marshall Redhawks, 55-49. You got to see the first half of that game before you had to take off for Grand Rapids. What were your impressions?
Well, I thought we came out, we played with a little more intensity. We got to, a little more aggressiveness to the basket, something we've been needing for, ever since the beginning of the year. I thought Luke Stempien definitely played with a little more pizzazz, I guess, in his step as he took the ball to the basket. We've got to look for Luke Stempien to shoot the ball 15, 17 times a game. That's where we should be. And Luke came to play that night, and he played by far his best game. But two things I looked at on this, as we look at the stat sheet tonight, and that was our free throw shooting, where we were outscored by 6 points there, as we only made 6 for 14.
Luke Stempien wound up leading all scorers with 23 points. That game will be coming up after we get our girls' contest completed. It's at the half with Battle Creek Central girls leading Coldwater 32-27. Second half action in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.